Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit Instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
I know we had two games last week, but today is really the official start of the Major League Baseball season. And it is an honor right now to bring in one of the greatest pitchers the game has ever seen. He is the Hall of Famer in Greg Maddux. And of course, Greg is a part of the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic. For more information, invitedcelebrityclassic.com. They have 78 PGA Tour champions plus 40 celebrities. It will take place towards the middle of April, April 19th to the 21st in Texas. You can watch it on the Golf Channel all 3 days. Tickets are free, by the way, if you want to go. Just make sure you visit invitedcelebrityclassic.com for more information. Greg, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I've been doing good. Yeah, it's been a good week for us. We just had our first grandkid last week. And
congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So spending time with the little fella, and I'm going to enjoy opening day. I guess it's all starting up right about now. I know Baltimore started earlier, but looking forward to putting on the Dodger game this afternoon and then maybe the Rangers after that.
Are you already training the grandchild to become a pitcher?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's just laying there. He's not doing much yet, but he's healthy. The mama's good, so it's all good right now.
It's the best news to hear. Let me start you off with the golf game. I know you're going to be a part of this Celebrity Classic, the third annual. How's your golf game been, and what are you trying to look to put on display coming up in a few weeks?
Well, I'm just looking to have fun. I mean, Las Colinas is a great golf course. It's fun to play, and you know, it's fantasy golf for us. We get a chance to play with the golfers we watched in the clubhouse back in the 90s, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, go out, have a good time, and enjoy watching these guys, you know, the best players in the world, do their thing.
Smoltz is a great golfer from everything that we've heard. Smoltz, Glavin, and yourself, how do we rank them 1 to 3 in terms of golfing abilities?
Well, obviously Smoltz, you know, he's the one given shot, so he's obviously better than us. And me and Glav play about even. You know, we'll see how it goes. It's should be a lot of fun. It's going to be nice to reconnect with those guys and talk golf and talk some baseball.
Why so many people love baseball, obviously, is because we all grew up with it. You know, for sports, it was my first true love. You got to live out that dream and do so at the highest level ever with such great success. I'm just wondering, though, with how many opening day starts that you had, what were those emotions like? And did it kind of just bring you back to maybe some of the younger days that of you just thinking about maybe one day living out this dream whenever you got the honor of getting the ball on opening day?
Yeah, opening day is a lot like a postseason game. You know, there's that added anticipation, extra butterflies, all that stuff. You know, I know being out of the game now for, you know, 10, 15 years, you see opening day and it kind of makes you wish you were still playing at times. But, you know, it's a very special day. And when you get that opening day nod, it's a tremendous compliment, especially when, you know, you're pitching with Glavin, Smoltz, guys right next to you. And, you know, you just hope to get that first win out of the way.
We know a few years ago, the Braves won a World Series championship. The last 2 years, Philadelphia's got the best of them in the postseason. Just what are kind of your thoughts on this Braves team headed into the season?
Well, I mean, they're loaded and ready to go again. So I'm looking forward to watching them compete, and hopefully they'll, pull through again at the end of the season. I think they're going to be one of the teams to beat when, the time comes in, October.
Do you give the edge to them or Philadelphia right now? Because that's it's a fun 1-2 race
Yeah.
there.
It's kind of hard to guess right now. I think you got to wait and see about a month before to see, like, all the extra moves that are made and which players are healthy, which guys are having good years. And right now I think all the teams are just concerned with getting off to a good April, having a good April, and trying to build some momentum for the summer.
Obviously with the resume that you have, and when you had to go into a new clubhouse with a team with expectations, like you look at a Corbin Burnes who had so much success in Milwaukee and now is going to an Orioles team where the expectation is to win the World Series. What is that like kind of acclimating yourself to a new life and a new clubhouse?
Well, hopefully his teammates are taking care of that for him. If your teammates will welcome you and accept you, it makes life a lot easier. So I think, first you have to earn the respect of your teammates, and it does take a little time to settle in. I think most free agents, when they change teams, it takes them a month or two before they're settled in, and hopefully the transition will go well for them.
Talking to the Hall of Famer Greg Maddux right now. The biggest story as the season does start is what happened last week and what we found out about Shohei Ohtani. Following it, just what was kind of your whole reaction with his translator, Ipe, and then all the speculation about what Shohei involvement was or was not.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I'm still kind of waiting for some more info to come out right now. I think we only know bits and pieces of it. I think it's I'm gonna wait till I hear more of the story before, I actually have an opinion on it. I don't know a lot what's going on right now. I just, you hear news clips here and there about it, but it'll be interesting to see what happens down the road.
Now, you have this issue in Major League Baseball. We've seen another issue pop up in the NBA recently. I know that you grew up in Las Vegas. Just what is kind of
Yeah.
your thoughts on navigating this gambling landscape where, as a baseball player, you can't gamble on baseball, but I'm sure there's a lot of people behind the scenes getting your ears and telling these former players to do things.
I know when I was playing, you just got asked certain questions. Hey, which way is the wind blowing at Wrigley and stuff like that? But I think it was made very clear as a young player that you don't bet on the game. They read you the rule in spring training, they come and read it to you again at the All-Star break, and I've probably heard it 40 times. And there's a lot of things you can do in baseball, and you'll get a second chance, but the one thing you don't get a second chance is gambling on the game.
I'm just curious when we're talking about the Dodgers right now with Greg Maddux, when we get to them on the field, they are on a baseball diamond with Freeman and Betts, and now you got Ohtani. They're just an all-star team. You've been on a few of these all-star teams that are on one team when you were with the Atlanta Braves. Just how about that pressure knowing that everyone's going to judge your season as either a success or failure based on if you're holding up that commissioner's trophy at the end of the season?
Well, it's a good problem to have. I mean, you'd much rather be on that team than all the other teams. I think as a player, you welcome the expectations. I think I know in Atlanta, all the years we were there, that pretty much everybody on the team expected to win the World Series. That was something that we all tried to win together, and it's a very good problem to have. The expectations are just what they are. I think you leave them outside the clubhouse and you do what you can to become the best player you can be.
Is there anything you could do as a player, outside of just winning to kind of alleviate that mental grind? Because no one's really going to praise the Dodgers this year for anything they do in the regular season because it's all about the buildup to get into October and then seeing them try to really start their season when that postseason journey does commence.
Well, I'm sure the players know better. I think Doc will have them under control, and it's all about enjoying the season, enjoying the game, playing hard, trying to get better, trying to improve, and hopefully you win enough along the way. And if the team's good enough, they're going to do that. And you really don't worry a whole lot about October, especially today. I think you're just—I mean, obviously it sounds stupid, but you really do take it one pitch at a time, one day at a time, and hopefully you put yourself in position to have a good run in the postseason.
Who are some of the pitchers just wondering nowadays that you really take a liking to and that you really enjoy watching them pitch on the mound?
Well, you know, my brother's a pitching coach in Texas, so I kind of follow the Rangers probably more than any other team. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching Eovaldi pitch tonight. You know, I think I was fortunate enough to go to spring training with them last year and got to know some of those guys a little bit. And, you know, kind of pull for, you know, my brother and his staff probably more so than anybody. So, I'll be keeping a close eye. I need to catch up. I'm kind of behind the eight ball a little bit with the grandkid and everything. I haven't followed a lot of baseball in the last month, and I'm going to do some catching up here in April.
Seeing that team win a World Series last year, just what kind of emotion did it elicit from you? Just wondering.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I felt like I won the World Series again. You know, I think having been a very tiny part of it in spring training and watching all the years my brother spent in the game, and you know, for him to finally get that ring was pretty special.
And Bochy is just insane as a manager. Everywhere this guy goes, he wins. It's crazy.
He's legit. I mean, he's got some kind of recipe that all the other managers wish they had. And you know, it's just something about his demeanor, his knowledge of the game, and how he communicates well with his players. And they always seem to win. You know, there always seems to be the six, seven, or eight hitters that seem to be outplaying the other team, six, seven, and eight hitters. You know, it's just all the little things add up, and he's very good at it.
Last thing I'll ask you, there's a lot of excitement with the Yankees. I know Gerrit Cole's hurt to start out the season, but you got Judge and Juan Soto in the same lineup. Just how would you kind of approach that 1-2 punch that the Yankees have with two great hitters in Judge and Soto?
I mean, that's a tough one. You know, you got to pick your matchups and hopefully you get the other seven guys out, that's for sure. But you know, the game will dictate how you go about that at times, you know, the situations of the innings guys on or whatnot, you know, however it's going to play out. But that's definitely a 1-2 punch that's going to do a lot of damage this year.
And before we let you run, just tell me what we got cooking here with the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic. For more information, invitedcelebrityclassic.com.
Yeah, again, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's fantasy golf for us. Las Colinas is a great golf course. And, you know, I look forward to seeing all the guys that I looked up to on the golf course back in the 90s.
Last thing, actually, just one more for Greg Maddux. How do you think you would have adapted to the pitch clock, and just what were your thoughts of seeing the pitch clock play on out last season?
I would have loved it. I think it's more the hitter's clock than the pitcher's clock, you know, because it forces them to get in the box and hit. You know, you don't see the stepping out like you had back in our day. And, you know, the extra 30 seconds to the walk-up song and all that stuff. I think it would have been great. I would have loved it.
And it provides less thinking. Like, is that actually good for a pitcher to think less?
No, you don't have to think less. I think if you understand the count and the situation and the hitter and you do your homework properly, your pitch selection comes pretty quick.
Well, Greg, we appreciate it once again. Congratulations to your family. We look forward to seeing you play coming up in April. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
There you go. Greg Maddux, the Hall of Fame pitcher, kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, since it's opening day, and just getting back to the Dodgers conversation, the Dodgers, in a weird way, with the uncertainty of the Ohtani situation and the ambiguity of the Shohei Ohtani situation and not having all the information, they're polarizing entering this season. And I don't think it's a bad thing to have a villain in baseball. Like the Astros story from years ago, I know it still drives Stu crazy because Stu is a Yankee fan, but I kind of look back at that story as I thought it was a good thing in a weird way for Major League Baseball, because it gave us someone to hate. Like, it gave someone a reason to kind of have a villain in the sport. And eventually the Astros showed that they could go win again. And then it does kind of fade away the emotions and the intensity and the animosity that people had. And with the ambiguity on this Ohtani situation, I know it's a little bit more serious because it's gambling. And then, you know, if he did actually gamble on baseball, where there's no evidence that he has yet, then there's going to have to be a big suspension, and people will say that he should be suspended for life. I don't think that will end up being the case. But to see the lack of what we know and have that hang over the Dodgers' heads, it's going to be fun to see how Ohtani navigates it. And I do think it provides a little bit more intrigue right now into the baseball season, at least at the start. And I'll say this right now, I'm kind of rooting against the Dodgers. Like, whenever you form this all-star team, sometimes I could latch on and support them, but in this case, I'm kind of rooted against them. And I love Mookie Betts. You know, Freddie Freeman, now that he's no longer a Brave, is easy to root for. But the way that we view Ohtani, 3 weeks ago, no one would have a bad word to say about Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei Ohtani was the biggest sport in the star. He still is the biggest star in the sport. But this is like the first time where Ohtani has become polarizing, and there's a reason to question, and there's a reason to say, I don't know how much I love Shohei Ohtani anymore. So people want me to give a World Series prediction. I know Brian today, big Orioles fan, and obviously big-time YouTube chatter, youtube.com/EBSSportsRadio. He said, when are you going to give your World Series prediction? Well, I told him right after Greg Maddux joined us. I'm taking the Orioles to win it all this year. I want to see the Orioles win the World Series. They made the big move. They get Burns. I know you have the question in the bullpen with Batista not being a part of it, but they did bring in Kimbrel. But that's just a young, fun team that will get even younger as the season does go on with the big call-up looming. But that's a team that showed you what they could do last year, and now I want to see them take the next step. So I'm going to go Orioles, and I'm not going Dodgers. The Phillies have been hot the last 2 years, NLCS, and then get into the World Series. But the Braves are such a talented team. And they've, after winning that World Series, they've been close, and then they've disappointed in the opening round of the playoffs. I'm going to say it's the Orioles taking care of business up against the Braves, and let's just go 6 games. Braves get to the World Series again, but they'll lose to the Baltimore Orioles. So that's what I'm cooking up for a World Series prediction. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break. In the aftermath of another Draymond Green suspension, there's been a lot of sympathy for Steph Curry. And I think Steph Curry is the most likable athlete in sports right now out of the active athletes. So Stu's going to give us a list. Sampson's going to give us a list. I'm going to give you a list. We're going to give our top 5 most likable athletes right now in sports, because I felt so bad last night. So bad for Steph Curry. Where it's, oops, Draymond Green does it again. And you see Steph Curry crying. He had to cover up his tears with his jersey because he was crying because he was so heartbroken and disappointed because Draymond had to act up and be a fool once again. Luckily, it didn't cost his team because they ended up winning the game. But we'll do a little segment kind of in honor of Steph Curry. Try to make him feel a little bit better today after dealing with the antics of one Draymond Green. Coming on back in 5 minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Tom, got a Zach Gelb Show PSA coming up in about 18 minutes from now. But first, I feel bad for Steph Curry, because Steph Curry has to be teammates with Draymond Green. At one point, that was a good thing. But now the juice is no longer worth the squeeze with Draymond Green, and it is absolutely absurd that the Golden State Warriors, when they had an out with Draymond, elected to give him a 4-year contract at $100 million this past offseason. And this year, his offseason has been filled with ejections, a suspension, and then a bunch of weird kerfuffles with Rudy Gobert and then Nurkic. And last night, he gets ejected 4 minutes into the game. Something that didn't even have to do anything with him, and then he starts barking at the officials, and he even said afterwards, oh, I wish I turned my head away sooner. Why are you even involving yourself in this situation? And it's wild that the Golden State Warriors could actually miss the playoffs. And that's not even by my definition. Like, my definition is you got to get into the field of eight in the West or the field of eight in the East. But they may not even make this play-in tournament now, as they're the 10th seed right now, and the Rockets have come out of nowhere to have this 10-game win streak. And they're right on the Warriors' behinds. So at least the Warriors got the win last night, but they're 38-34, and the Rockets are 37-35. Come on, Houston. Let's go, Rockets. Let's go. Let's go, Rockets. Let's go. I want to see the Warriors have to pay. I do. And I love Steph. But bringing back Draymond is just such a dumb decision. And this isn't one of those moments where I'm going to say, I told you so, but I am going to have one of these moments. Told you so. Stupid. It's really stupid. And it's just that they were apprehensive about having to part ways with someone that meant so much to their franchise. Number one rule in sports. It's my number one rule. You never pay someone based on what they did in the past. It's only what they're going to do in the future. And this is already an overwhelming headache for Steve Kerr, the Lacob family, Mike Dunleavy Jr., and Steph Curry. But I felt really bad for Steph Curry last night. Really bad. Thankfully, his team won. So in honor of Steph Curry, who are the five most likable active athletes in sports? Stu, let me just ask you before you give us your list. Give me the breakdown by sport. Like for me, I have two NFL players, I have two basketball players, and then I have one tennis player. Ooh. That's my breakdown for the top five. So what's your breakdown by sport?
I have two basketball, two NFL, one MLB.
No soccer?
I stayed away from soccer because I figured we were doing just American sports.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I said to Samter when I told him I want to do this, I go, ugh, you two soccer snobs will probably give me five people that I've never heard of. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to you.
Samter, what's your breakdown here?
Two football, two basketball, one baseball.
Ooh. I'm shocked who the baseball player is going to be. I really am. So let me start you off with your list, Stu. Go 5-1. On your most likable athletes in sports.
All right, number five, I'll go Joe Burrow. I think people like him a lot. I think he's an up-and-comer. People want to see him win. Number four, I'll go Nikola Jokic. Again,
ooh, good one.
Another guy I just think people just enjoy watching. And I think, just his style is so different, and he's very likable. Number three is my baseball one. I think Aaron Judge is very likable. I know a lot of Yankee haters probably don't feel that way, and I could see that, but I think when you just take the individual, I think a lot of people like, bigger than life character.
He's a video game.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, I'll go Steph. I think Steph is the most likable NBA player, one of the most likable athletes in the world. And then number one for me is Mahomes. And that's coming from a Raiders fan. I think you can't doubt him. I think people love him. Even a rival like me likes him.
Now, no LeBron James for you? That's your guy.
No LeBron Lakers. For me, no. Yeah.
So you're done with LeBron.
I'm done with LeBron, I would say, yes.
You don't want him to be back on the team next year.
He could be back. That's fine. I just know they're not going anywhere.
No Anthony Davis for you? Nah. Max Crosby?
Nah.
You Laker?
I like Max a lot. I don't know if that's like a... I don't know. I think Max could crack the list.
Okay. Let's go to Samter. Give me your list here, 5-1.
I could have gone with Max also. He was on my honorable mention along with Jamal Williams and Justin Jefferson on my honorable mention. But for me, number five.
Jamal Williams. Now, he has a great personality.
Yeah, just so likable. Yeah. So, I guess we're looking at superstars who, have good personalities. But, I'm looking at guys who I just like.
Yeah,
guys who are fun, guys who are interesting, guys who don't have negatives to their personality.
Now, I know it's your list, so yes. I'm not going to tell you how to put together your list.
Yes.
If you tell me Justin Jefferson, sure, absolutely. Likeable personality, big name. Jamal Williams, great personality, not a big enough name.
Right, but I guess size of name factored in, but it wasn't the ultimate thing. It was based off of personality, based off of likability, no matter how big their star was, I guess. So for me, number five, I put Mahomes.
Oh, and five.
So I would have put Mahomes higher, but I'm telling you, man, like for me as a Chiefs fan, but like just nationally, his brother and his wife like bring him down, and when when you win that often, people find reasons to not want to like you, even though he's so likable. Same thing, the reason why I left Steph Curry off of my list. People who win all the time, they become unlikable because people find reasons to not want to like them anymore because they just keep winning.
Yeah, so, but here's the pushback on Mahomes, and I've said this before. His brother, there's no defending the brother. The wife isn't as bad as I first thought she was. The last year and a half, the wife, I'm not saying, it's weird to say this, to talk about someone's family member. The wife has made improvements. I don't despise her as much as I first despised her when she came onto the scene and she's like spraying champagne on people and yelling like right into the camera. I don't have any animosity towards Brittany Mahomes anymore.
I think the Taylor Swift stuff kind of humanized her in a way that people start to, but I'm not saying me personally. I'm just saying that there's still just around him, there's negativity.
Okay.
But Mahomes himself is great. So he's my five. Number four is my baseball, Mike Trout. There's nothing unlikable about him. The guy listens to his parents.
Nothing. The guy, he's boring.
But he's like almost like Tim Tebow in the baseball world. He's just like an angel, like a literal angel. Right?
What are we doing? Angels in the outfield? Yeah, like, should I start to do the sign here?
He like lived in his parents' basement. He talks all the time about like, hey, you know, like I know that we're not winning, but I really want to make it work here.
He has no personality.
He's just likable.
He is the most boring,
sure,
big time athlete in the last 10 years. But this dude is a mega, mega, mega star, and he is so boring.
He's boring, but he never does anything wrong. He does nothing wrong.
Yeah, but I have
no, all the right things.
Hold on. I have no emotion in terms of Mike Trout. Like, you say likable people, it's an emotion, it's a love, it's just a desire to see this person be great. He is so boring. I've never seen such a big-time athlete be so irrelevant. It's kind of crazy, but continue. So you have Mahomes 5, you have Trout 4.
Yeah, my number 3 is Anthony Edwards, who's becoming a superstar, and he has a fun personality. Yeah. Just listen to his post-game press conferences, and, you know, he was in the movie Hustle. He's got a fun personality. Mm-hmm. The way he dunks and the way he acts on the court, I love it. My number 2 is Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew, to me, is the most likable person on the planet. But the fact that he's not a superstar keeps him off of number 1. Gardner Minshew is just the most likable guy. It's impossible to dislike Gardner Minshew. He goes from team to team to team, so he's liked on a variety of teams. He's liked anywhere and everywhere.
Just wait until Gardner Minshew throws a bad pick this year for the Raiders, and Stu then starts to have to hate Gardner Minshew. But that mustache and his personality, very likable.
He's just fun, man.
But
he's,
we're talking
cool
about the top 5 most likable active athletes. As much as I like Gardner Minshew,
he's
for
likeable
a dude that's been a career backup, kind of tough to put him in the top 5.
He's
but
also
number
been a starter a lot, and he was, you know, very good in college. His personality makes him feel bigger than he is. For me, the number 1 most likable athlete is Giannis. I love Giannis. I think Giannis is just so fun. He's always smiling, even when he says and does stupid things. He's just lovable, likable. He stayed in the small market of Milwaukee. He won a title in Milwaukee. I love the fact that he stayed in Milwaukee, didn't try to join a super team, didn't try to go to the big city. He's just likable and fun and sweet and kind, and he just seems like a good brother. Brother always gets his brothers involved somehow.
Get some jobs.
Exactly. Love Giannis. He's my number 1.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think this is going to surprise many people because I've been the longest standing national media member to praise Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is not in my top 5. And the reason why he's not in my top 5 is because the whole incident last year when they lost. And he wouldn't just say that the season was a failure and he kind of had some pushback. I still love Giannis Antetokounmpo. But that recency with how he handled it last year and then the whole firing of the coach situation and him making it seem that he had no involvement in that, I'm not saying he's unlikable because I still love Giannis Antetokounmpo, but that did push him out of my top 5 this go-around. I love the Anthony Edwards answer. Absolutely love that answer. I did consider him, but I just thought it was too premature to put him in the top 5. Now, I am not putting Ohtani in my top 5. I think it shows the recency of this, that people are like, I need to see more before I go all back in on Shohei Ohtani. And it's crazy. If Ohtani now gets to a part where he's no longer likable, baseball really has nothing. Like Judge, I'll give you. Judge is likable, right? Robs home runs, hits home runs, huge personality, huge presence, the big smile as well. He hasn't won anything, but he's a likable person. You know, you could say maybe Mookie Betts, he's likable, and he's won in multiple cities. But baseball has a personality problem. That's my biggest issue with baseball. It has a marketing problem where they try to speed up the game and do all this stuff. They need to find the way how to market the game better. So I actually don't have a baseball player in my top five. But my current five most likable athletes in sports right now that are actively playing. In at number five, Carlos Alcaraz in tennis. Here's why. I saw him play 2 years ago at the U.S. Open. I've never seen a player move sideline to sideline like that on a tennis court. Every time he moved, I thought he was going to tear an ACL. I thought his Achilles was going to pop. I left that night at Arthur Ashe Stadium at the U.S. Open, and I was like, how the heck did this guy just move that quickly like that? It was like Darren Sproles moving as shifty as Darren Sproles did move on a tennis court. So and a big smile too, good personality. I put Carlos Alcaraz in at number five. Four, Caitlin Clark. She has swagger, she has confidence, and she's made us pay attention to women's basketball. And actually, there's more bigger names in women's basketball this year than men's basketball. So Caitlin Clark is in at number four. Three, I have a double up with Stu. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is one of the coolest, baddest dudes on the planet. The first time I met Joe Burrow, I got to spend about like a day and a half with him when he was winning the Heisman Trophy. It's not like his confidence is cocky, even though it sometimes comes off that way, but there's just this cool, like soft-spoken swagger to Joe Burrow where he's just awesome to watch. In at number two, I'll double up with Samter. It is Patrick Mahomes. He's a video game. It doesn't matter what the score is. He makes jaw-dropping plays, and there's nothing individually to dislike about Patrick Mahomes. And then at number one, it's Steph Curry. He's easy to relate to. He changed the game of basketball. He's so fun to watch, and he's like a video game still with how many three-point shots he makes from so far of a distance, well behind the three-point shot line. So Carlos Alcaraz in at five, Caitlin Clark four, Joe Burrow three, Patrick Mahomes two, Steph Curry in at one.
Real quick question. Does the recent stuff that we were talking about, Caitlin Clark's antics on the court, impact at all your likability of her?
No, because if that's the case, then take Patrick Mahomes off the list for when he was bitching about the referees and yelling in Josh Allen's face going back to the regular season. So no.
Would you like her more or less if she went to the Big Three instead of the WNBA?
Cube's not going to like this because Cube comes on the show a bunch, but I would like her less.
Interesting.
And it's nothing to do against the Big Three, but you have so many people now in women's basketball that are like rising in popularity. It'd be really cool to see this next generation of stars play in the same playing field in the WNBA, like from all those years together in college, then going into the WNBA. It would be very cool. You take Caitlin Clark out of that equation, they're still great players, but it would take take all the air out of the balloon, I guess is what I'm trying to say there with the big momentum push. So who are your five most likable athletes in sports right now? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Could always tweet us at Zach Gelb or interact with us on Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. It is a Thursday. We'll do a Zach Gelb show PSA. When we return, update time first, though. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
for real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Alrighty, so earlier we were doing our list of the five most likable athletes right now that are active in sports. I see Chef Mike is on the line. Michael in California, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Mike, who do you have cooking up? Who's an athlete you want to see on your list or talk about?
You know, I put it on the chat. I saw you saw it. I mean, I used to be a hater of the guy, but I think everybody in America would be tuned in on a Sunday if Tiger Woods made it to day four of any tournament and stepped out on the tee box in the red shirt. I think everybody in the country would be cheering for him.
Yeah, you're not wrong whatsoever. I know Tiger can be polarizing, but if people expect slander on this show about Tiger Woods, it will not happen. I understand, obviously, there are a lot of things that he has done before that are not correct. But as a kid, I always loved Tiger Woods. In terms of an individual in sports, and thanks for the phone call, Mike, I have never seen an athlete be the biggest draw to the sport and make the sport the way that Tiger Woods has. Like, even since now, there's a lot of great golfers, but there is nothing like that buzz and that juice and that energy when Tiger Woods is in a golf event. Even now, with how his body has not been able to hold up and his body is in a bad state, like last week when we got that report, or 2 weeks ago, that he's going to actually be in the Masters, it still becomes the biggest talking point of the Masters, and the expectation is still so low. But anyone that had a problem with Tiger Woods, or most people that had a problem with Tiger Woods, I felt like a lot of it did go away when he won that Masters years ago, because we do love a great comeback story. So I still love Tiger Woods, but it's kind of tough to still consider him an active athlete, because now, like, when he participates in something, it's, oh, wow, that's awesome. It's surprising because of, unfortunately, how many injuries he's suffered and sustained throughout the years. All righty, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is a Thursday. We do the segment every Thursday. Let's get to a little Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Warning. 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 It's a Thursday. What do you have to say? It's the weekly Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Hey! So Christmas Day this year falls on a Wednesday. And the NFL, it was announced that they're going to have two games on Christmas Day. Now, that, from some people, had an emotional response on this network and then down the hall, which I don't understand, because the NBA plays a bunch of games on Christmas Day. So don't tell me, oh, the NFL's being greedy, the NFL's being a bunch of pigs, and, oh, I want to spend time with my family, because it's not like this is the first time we've seen games played on Christmas Day. Is it a little bizarre because they're going out of their way to do it on a Wednesday? Absolutely. But if there is an avenue for the NFL to dominate, and if there's an angle for them to make more money, guess what? They're going to do so. So I love Maggie Gray. I love Sean Marash, right? Both friends, both great co-workers. They do a great job, right? Maggie and Pearl up in the mornings, Mraz down the hall, WFAN, and then was here at the network for like 10 years or something like that, working with DA. But I don't want to hear you guys complaining. God forbid the big bad NFL pulls you away from your family. Like, are you serious? When we have these big gatherings and you're celebrating holidays, I love when there's sports on the background. And I love when I could walk away from the boring family conversation or the awkward family conversation and be able to go watch a sporting event. So anyone that is shaming the NFL and is putting their nose up in the air and saying, how dare the NFL take me away from my family during the holiday, give me a break. We're like, The NFL takes you away from your family on Thanksgiving, right? Doesn't it? They have three games on. So just stop with the complaining about the NFL putting two games on Christmas Day, even if it falls on a Wednesday.
I mean, listen, I've met your dad, so I don't blame you for wanting to get away from your family during holidays.
Whoa, taking a shot at Papa Gelb. That's not nice. He's a very generous, benevolent, and fun person. He's the life of the party.
He is a great guy. I think it's probably more the other way. Maybe him wanting to get away from you.
The only thing that I don't like, and sometimes I've stirred the pot here because I'm not a political person, but I enjoy the political conversation that happens when there's arguments for about 5 minutes at any holiday. Like, I could do the political conversation where I'm just watching and observing people want to kill each other for 5 minutes. But anything more than 5 minutes, then it's, all right, let me go watch that football game. Let me go watch that basketball game. So that's my PSA. Stop complaining about the NFL putting games on Christmas Day. What's yours, Answer?
So mine is something that happened today. You make an appointment for a doctor, for any kind of an appointment for whatever. My daughter had to go to see the ophthalmologist today. And if you are a minute late...
That's an eye doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can check.
If you are a minute late, they get on your case, they're calling you, and this and that, you can get...
A minute?
Maybe not a minute, but if you're like late by anything, 5 minutes late...
15-minute grace period, I would say.
Sometimes, depending on the office. Sometimes they don't really give you much of a grace period. If you have to cancel 24 hours in advance, and sometimes they'll still take your copay or still charge you or have a cancellation fee. But then you get to the office and your appointment's at, let's say, 10:30, hypothetically, and the doctor doesn't show up until 11:30. Doctor's an hour late. I'm sitting in the office with my daughter who's screaming and running around, and the doctor could be an hour late. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was seeing another patient. No. My appointment was 10:30. You get your butt into that room at 10:30. If you have to do some other quick things, like do some measurements and testing, fine. We were there early. We were there 15 minutes early.
Oh, so you weren't late.
We were there 15 minutes early, sitting in the waiting room. They put us in the room. Even like 5 minutes early. Oh, great. Okay, we'll see the doctor on time or maybe early. We waited 45 minutes to an hour for the doctor to show up to get into that room and actually see our daughter. And I'm like, what are you thinking? First of all, especially if you're doing pediatrics with kids, I just don't understand it, how you have to be prompt and on time for all these damn appointments that you have to make. And the doctors can be as late as they want to be, and they don't care what your schedule is like, and they'll just do whatever the hell they have to do. Drives me crazy. Be on time, doctors.
So two things in response to your thing. Number one, this is in the New York area today. It wasn't a good weather day, so it wasn't like the doctor was out playing golf and his golf round just ran late and then he was late to work. The other thing is, too, I'm very surprised you had a bad day today. Because if you ever have a bad day, we may hear a few rumblings of it through the newsroom. I think you cooled off before you entered the office. Because I didn't hear, I thought you were in a spectacular mood when you walked in today.
Well, luckily the appointment was early enough that I was able to...
There's a cooling off period. It's like when a player loses in March Madness, they get a 10-minute cooling off period before talking to the media.
Well, no, it wasn't even that part of it. It was I was still able to get to work on time.
Okay.
Now, had the appointment been a little bit later and I end up being like late for work or like later than I wanted to be...
Then we would have yelled at you.
Then I would have been pissed and I would have been yelling at the doctor.
Did you get a lollipop in the office? Is that what made you a little bit happy today?
No, I don't do lollipops. I got good teeth. I don't want to mess it around.
Okay. All right, so there's a Samter PSA. Stu, send us home.
All right, so it's March. It's college basketball time, which is great. We all love it. But every year, and it was greeny this year, every year we get the person who says that X college basketball team could beat X NBA team. And it's just absurd. Like, there's no way. There's guys that on UConn, in this case, that won't even make the NBA. And UConn's a great team. And there are bad teams in the NBA, is Spurs, Wizards. Those guys are all NBA players. Those guys aren't losing to a group of 18, 19-year-olds. Like, it's just never happening, would never happen. Even the great Kentucky teams that Calipari had years ago, those teams are so good, but those teams wouldn't beat an NBA team. Come on.
I like it. By the way, since you brought up Mike Greenberg's name, I think I have the next destination for us for our show dinner. We've already done two show dinners. We went to the Italian place. Right down the block, we went to Wolfgang's. Mike Greenberg goes to this place, marks off Madison a lot. I usually have only gone there for brunch, but sources tell me that they have a spectacular lasagna. Like, I don't want to say creme de la creme lasagna because that's my grandmother's lasagna, but I hear the lasagna is to die for. So I think that's where we'll go for our next show meal. Mark's off Madison. And Greenberg goes there all the time. I see him posted.
I'm a big lasagna person, but I don't think I could ever have a lasagna with you.
Oh, yeah, because you're one of those turkey snobs.
I mean, you're like, oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. Loser. Let's have lasagna. That historic Thanksgiving lasagna. No, seeing you eat lasagna would bring up so many emotions. Good. I'll probably start yelling at you and flipping tables over at the restaurant.
That's fine. Still, we'll just go together. We don't need Santa. We'll have more fun anyway.
I walked right into that one.
You know what? Maybe we'll have you produce JR's show for that night when we go. We'll take Hickey with us. Stu just gave me the thumbs up.
First of all, no chance that Hickey's eating lasagna. Hickey eats like peanut butter and jelly and plain pasta. Actually,
Hickey would eat lasagna because he eats like a child. So that's like in his wheelhouse. If I asked him to eat like escargot, he would stab me with a fork. And he'd throw things at me. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Santa has compiled a list of intriguing NFL over-unders for this upcoming season. I'll give you my early over-unders for the NFL.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
Combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.